Welcome to Savor. I'm Danielle Beck-Ellsworth, a licensed marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Kelly Hines, a registered dietitian. And we are just here to wrap up for our second season of Savor podcast and share a little bit of information with you and let you know what to expect. And I personally just want to say thank you so much for listening. And it's been really exciting for us as we've been tracking our downloads and listeners to see that our information is just getting out there. We've had people from all over the world, people who don't even know us, people that we haven't talked to in years saying, I'm listening to your show and we just love it. So we're so happy that we're helping you and want to keep giving you information that you want to hear.
Yeah, it's been really an exciting season getting emails. And I even had somebody who was, you know, had known me, and then they were talking about Savor podcast and they didn't realize that I was the same person. So it was kind of cool. They were like, oh, that was you. I was like, yeah, that's me.
Oh, how funny.
So we have an exciting third season coming up. Got some great topics that we're going to be really exploring over the summer and looking for people to interview. Some of the topics to look for, we're going to be going into the 12-step programs, looking into an expert in gay, lesbian, and transgender issues around body image, diet, and eating disorders. Also going to be going into culture and eating disorders, as well as pregnancy and eating, body image, you know, a lot of the themes we talk about on Savor podcast.
Yeah. And so we're going to start up, we both have pretty busy summers coming up. And so we're going to start recording again in August. So you should hear from us in September, probably. We'll have our first episode up and ready for you to listen.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for the summer, Kelly? What are you going to be up to?
I don't know if I've mentioned it on here, but I just made a cross-country move.
That's right.
I moved to Missouri to be a little bit closer to my family, and we have leased a farm in mid-Missouri, and we're going to be seeing what it's like to grow our own food and have cows and chickens, and we're super excited about it. So I'm going to put that information on my blog too, Kelly Hines Nutrition. So you can follow me there as I'm figuring all of that out.
Oh my gosh.
That's exciting. And then if I can make it happen, I'm trying for a trip to Berlin in July. So I've got to get on the ball if I'm going to make that happen.
Wow. Maybe we could do a whole episode on farming.
We absolutely could.
I would really love how to plant some vegetables and, you know, do some preserving of fruits. And
yeah.
I just actually put together an herb garden.
Oh, you did?
Very excited about it. I haven't actually used any of the herbs yet, but I am going, that's the plan, that I have them all accessible. And I think it'll be quite tasty. But
yeah, everything's always better when it's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So what about you, Danielle? What are you going to be doing?
I do have a couple travel plans. So I will be working and teaching teaching a graduate course on eating disorders this summer.
Ah.
And I always enjoy teaching about eating disorders, and especially at the graduate level, because I get to do more of a seminar style, and you have a lot more discussions. And the course is for future therapists. So I especially like that because, you know, they're going to be more equipped to identify an eating disorder and really help somebody see those warning signs. So I have that going on. And then I'm going to be going to Kauai in September, which I'm excited about. I wish it was happening now, but trying to go after all the tourists and all the rush for Hawaii. So hoping to do some hiking and kayaking out there. So yeah, and just visiting family and enjoying the sun being outside. So does
Kauai have coffee farms?
They do, yeah.
Are you going to do that while you're there?
Well, actually, I've been to Hawaii before, and I went to Kona.
Oh, okay.
So I've done some of the tours around Kona already. I probably won't, just because I've given up coffee recently. So it might be a little tempting. And it's actually going really well. I'm actually in shock about how well it's been going. I'm not, you know, if you asked me like 2 months ago, I'd have been like, no, you know, like giving up coffee would be torture. It would make my life so horrible, because I've been an avid coffee, morning cup of coffee person for like 15 years. So, and I would just have it that once a day in the morning usually, but it just, the ritual and the smell and the taste. But I was kind of curious what would happen. I'm like, well, maybe I should check this out. And I actually have more energy.
Really?
Yes. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit it, because I mean, people have told me for a long time, like, you know, you'll be more of a morning person if you give up coffee. And I was like, No, I'm just made this way. I'm just not a morning person. I still don't wake up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. But I actually, I wake up a little bit faster. I'm more like talkative and like, you know, going about my day. And I still end up having tea, because I do like that ritual of like a warm, warm drink in the morning. But yeah, it's actually been really nice. So I'm going to kind of keep it going. But going to a coffee farm might...
Yeah, that'd might, be torture.
It might be a little tempting, yeah, because I do love the smell. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and then we're going to be keeping up our regular jobs too this summer.
Yes.
Real life, right?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Which, yeah, it's nice, you know, I think just it being summer, because for me, it's a little slower pace. Just, you know, with being a therapist, people are on vacations, and it's not generally a time that people are like, I want to start working on myself. I mean, of course, you know, sometimes people do because they have a little bit more free time, but it does tend to be more of kind of a laid back, relaxing time of year. So getting through, you know, there's not really any major holidays. You know, once you get past graduation, you know, stuff, then, you know, July and August are a little bit more casual. So
right, definitely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. For all of you guys, we hope that you're having some great plans this summer and that you can enjoy yourselves and get a little bit of rest and relaxation. And, you know, we love to hear from you. So please, I mean, we're still available for you over email and Facebook and Twitter in the summer. And if you have a desire to be a guest on our show, we've definitely gotten Skype down now, so we know how to do that. You know, if you have any positive feedback or even negative feedback that you want to share. I don't think I mentioned this on air, but my boyfriend was listening to one of our podcasts and he didn't realize that it was us. And he was like, who is this idiot? Like, I just don't agree with this. And I was like, oh, well, that's me actually. And so, so we had a big conversation with him and my mom and my dad about, you know, my beliefs and why I had those and their beliefs. And they actually all disagreed with me and us.
Whoa.
And, which is fine. Yeah. You know, we want to hear that. So if you guys have another opinion or side of things to look at, I mean, we like to hear that.
Constructive feedback.
Yeah. You don't have to call us an idiot like he did.
Yeah, preferably not. oh my gosh, that's so funny. I can't believe he didn't recognize your voice.
I know. I guess I sound different on air. So anyway, thank you so much for your support again this year, and we'll see you next fall.
Right. Thank you. Take care. Bye.